Weird Arseholes Podcast.
I'm fucking drained. I went to visit my mum today and her boyfriend is just... I can't even fucking describe how soul-destroying he is. Just fucking drained you for life. Happens every time.
Have you ever mentioned him on here before, Mel?
I don't think so.
Or you've got a nickname for him, aren't you, pal?
Melend.
Do you know what's really funny? Because people, like, if you ever see anybody rough, they go, it's like the fucking cantina bar out of Star Wars. Well, he's like the bloke that fucking owns the fucking cantina bar.
Is that like the one where they all from all over the galaxy?
Yeah,
that you turn
yeah, like? It's just that he's just another fuck. He's another creature in here, really. He's a fucking.
He's the one I was really impressed when he said that he used to go to the Rum Runner Club in the 80s. And I was just like, really? Because he's like a kind of proper old fashioned black country man. And I was like, I can't imagine you going. That's like with the New Romantics and it's where Duran Duran formed and all that. And he's like, oh, a day got in, we just fucking hung about in the car park and fucking battered them.
Spent some debatable afterwards.
Yeah, fuck me. He may have battered Simon Le Bon.
It's really weird because I think he's got that mentality where anybody that lives 0.7 miles radius outside his house, they are all homosexual. Or homosexual foreigners.
Yeah.
Everyone's inbred. I would imagine everybody who doesn't live in his house is inbred and backwards, he thinks and says.
Yeah.
So one of them, like, fuck me, he's from...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He's from the next set, you know. He's from West Brom, must fucking like this. All them from the other side of Wolverhampton must be like this. All them from the next street, that must be like this.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, because it's not like that thing where people like, you know, jocks and the Geordies are having a fucking go at each other. It's literally... three doors down, and they are the fucking clampit fucking mentalists, but we're more right. That's how small that is.
This is a conversation genuinely from today. We were watching The Chase, and one of the questions was, which one of these films is not set in Scotland? And it was Brave, something like Bravery and Braveheart. And he says, Braveheart. And I thought he must have just... got the question wrong. I was just like, not set in Scotland. He's like, I know. That's what he says, eh? I says, well, obviously Braveheart's set in Scotland, isn't it? And he went, no. I went, it is. And I thought, is this some shite joke? Or wasn't he? Just looking at his face. And I was like, that's what it's all about, Mel. It's all about Scotland. And he went, who gives a fuck?
He's sitting there answering questions, yeah. Isn't
it? So that's just fucking see why I get drained.
Did you not fucking know? You're ready for bed, are you?
I really am.
Do you say to him, where the fuck do you think it's set?
There's no point.
He would have said, who gives a fuck at that point anyway, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, that's this thing. He's there. He basically. That's what he says to my mum. He calls her Morg. And whenever he just gets to the end of his fucking sentence, it's always. Well, that's right, though, eh? And my mum says, no, it isn't. And he goes, who gives a fuck? And you can't really, there's nowhere to go for you, though.
No, there's none. He's killed his own conversation with that, do you know what I mean? It's like, he knows,
It's grim.
I don't think 20 years
she's been with him. No, a wee bit longer than that now.
Fucking hell.
I asked her, like, why the fuck? And she said it was because she couldn't afford to get the motor fixed. And he was a mechanic. She says, that's handy, isn't it? Somebody that can fix your motors. I don't think she was even fucking joking.
I thought you were going to say, I think she was driving at the time. We're just on about messages in general and getting back to people and that. And I'll just call be fucked. I really call.
Yeah.
Do you know if someone I've seen for 2 years messaged me and says, oh, a long time, house tricks. What do you want to know for? I don't know. I ain't going to ask about your tricks. So, I've got zero interest in your tricks, so I've got even less interest in telling you about my tricks.
You are pretty shocking at it, aren't you?
I am bad, but I'm quite... I think that's my nature, genuinely do.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I sometimes get school people... Like, there's some school people that are fine, and then you just get some, like, wildly out of the fucking blue, like, I haven't spoke to you for 28 years, and you're going... are you doing Palmer? How's things? You go, fuck off! Who are you?
How are you doing Palmer?
Palmer. Yeah.
You feel like you're one of the maths teachers or something.
Get poor Palmer.
Get fucked.
Yeah. No, I ain't seen you for 15 years. I don't want to be friends again all of a sudden for no fucking reason.
You fucking blanked me fucking 10 years ago when I walked past you in Tesco. But now you want to know. Get fucked.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, the shop's 74.
Oh!
I got you.
Do you remember the first fucking... I know it's going to sound gay, Paul. The first big quote we ever had, Jack.
What the hell?
It was like about this.
No,
like,
not a fight. I don't know.
We were writing our first show, or maybe it was not. Maybe it was just a sketch or something. But like, you were nearly replying. You'd been out on the Saturday, on the sesh, and I'd message you on the Sunday, and you're supposed to be like sorting out what we were doing on the Monday. You just didn't reply, but then I seen your stuff on Facebook, and you're just going on about, you know, current events and like picking fights with people and winding people up and stuff like that, and that got really fucking angry, and I thought that was the end of the fucking.
That was done.
Yeah.
Oh, was that when your dad spoke to me for a few months? Did you? I forgot about that.
It wasn't that long.
Wasn't it really? Was it a few weeks or something like
days.
That?
Remember you kept you messaging gone, Andy, you can't avoid me for longer.
Brilliant. The fact Proper is annoying. That you've been moved in 18 months, haven't you?
Hey.
Hey.
But I remember having a big fucking talk. It's really annoying. Just kind of going like, oh, you're not into this, are you?
Remember? Was that when we had a talk with, I remember it happening, yeah. I don't really remember the talk.
No, it was just me and you.
I was basically me apologising, basically saying I need to be more committed, weren't I?
And you didn't do that again, though, did you? Or it's just like, all right, you can fuck stuff off, but just say it's fucked
off. At least, yeah. That's it. Though we have. It was more than like. No, I think we had plans on the Sunday. I do. And I got fucking.
Oh, yeah, and just didn't turn up.
I was in someone's kitchen at 6 o'clock. I don't think I would have not turned up but a day. I cancelled very last minute or something.
Yeah.
There's no way I turn up. I wouldn't have done that to you.
Yeah.
Would I? Yeah. I could have been in someone's kitchen till 6 a.m. and probably
thinking that was what it was, pal.
Easily.
Yeah.
It was a case of a bit of a callback from last week, but I think it was a case of your lift's here, Jack, and you're fucking.
So it was like, yeah, it was really obvious like what had happened. But then, like, two messages, you're going, what's the fucking deal? All right, I know you're fucked and all that, but what's happened? But then it's just like, oh, you're going on and. Fucking slagging people off for the t-shirts and stuff like that. Like, just fucking reply, man. This sketch isn't going to write itself that Nacon's going to see ever.
I wonder what sketch it was.
I know, yeah.
Would have been the first thing, wouldn't it?
You're absolutely right, Andy. That does sound gay.
Well remembered.
Hello. Fucking hell. I remember you had kind of a little bit of a fight here when I think we were. Was we doing the little episode thing? We wrote the episode. Sorry, filmed the episode. And there was a little bit of a thing that you two had. And I think you remember saying, I think me and Jack are having our first proper fucking row here. And it wasn't like, I think you were just...
Was it the snowman or you went about the sketch show?
I think you were just arguing about like, I think it was like it was definitely done on the Saturday. No, it was the Friday, and I'm quite sure that you were right, simply because your memory is absolutely dog shit.
Yeah.
So like, it's automatically if I had to back somebody up, it'd be Andy because of your memory's awful.
I think sometimes we don't fall out, but when the closest we come to it is, you know, something is factual that's happened, but you'll still. I'm trying to blame you with this. So you'll say it was yesterday or this happened yesterday, and I'll go and I'll just whatever it was has gone, never to be fucking seen again. Probably that night when I went to sleep, boom. And I forgot someone's birthday or where I had done something I should have done. But it could be fucking a conversation about. Do you remember we watched that on the telly? And I'm going, I don't know what you're about. Like, And I think he thinks I'm being a cunt, like I'm playing mind games or something, but I'm genuinely that bad.
I don't think you that look, anymore.
Well, yeah. Anymore, yeah, yeah. But I think at first, just sort of like, you must be taking the piss. No, this is what I'm fucking like.
You just need like a default setting where it goes, hey, Jack, you're going to be wrong on this because your memory's absolutely awful.
No, I can't do that with anybody, can I? That means no. I would just have to walk around and meet in defeat all the fucking while.
Yeah, that's the weirder part rather than not remember stuff. It's like the fact that you won't back down. That's really strange.
Yeah, but when you've got no recollection or something, you can't convince somebody that they're fucking wrong. If you tell me I had a bacon sandwich yesterday, but I can't remember, for whatever fucking reason, I cannot remember it and I'm convinced I never. I can't fucking, I might as well fucking top myself, can't I? My head is totally gone.
But do you know, I think like sometimes you just go, well, I'll accept that's true then. Because if it's like, that seems like something that could happen.
I think I do that now, yeah. I think I do that now 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, it's an
Alzheimer's just nightmare, isn't it, that you're having a proper Alzheimer's nightmare?
Yeah, it's probably summer. It's fucking...
Is it happening?
Well, my nan had my dad's memory's terrible. He could end up with it. I genuinely think it's genetic.
Just passed down.
Genetic, is that it? That's right. We have a laugh though.
We know, fucking hell.
Fucking hell, we got Alzheimer's in pretty quick, didn't we? I don't think it's 10 minutes down.
I do remember our first serious fucking argument, sorry. That was really fucking weird. When our other pal was here and we were watching a documentary, right? We were fucking leathered. We were watching a documentary about the Blackout crew who's put a doink on it.
Oh, them, yeah, okay.
And I was laughing, so it's fucking shocking. But then you like kind of went as if like you were going, oh, it's just working class lads, like kind of making it going on. I was like, I know that, but like this is shite music.
We were laughing at, I thought you were laughing at something else, and you thought I was offended that. I think you thought I was offended that you were laughing at the music.
No.
Do you think, or what they were doing. I thought you were just laughing at the people. That was what the deal was with that.
Yeah. So I think Andy must have thought that you thought.
Hang on a minute, we was fucking absolutely leathered at that point. Proper, that was about fucking leathered. 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know exactly, well, it made us fucking search YouTube for a documentary about Blackout Crew.
How old is the document? Years? Is it years?
We never put a doink in it, came out.
Fucking 15 years.
Just sitting there, I was just like, oh, fucking hell, this is funny. And it is just them walking about being, like, really arrogant.
Bellends?
Yeah, yeah. They don't come across nice at all, but obviously they're very fucking working class, and that's what I got annoyed at. It was like, so you think I'm sneering at the working class? When the fuck's that ever happened?
Well, you're the one fucking laughing.
The song's shite. Put a fucking doink on it. It's shite, isn't it, Jack?
You must have thought it was Sleaford Mods or something. They're trying to fucking make a difference here, Andy.
Sleaford Mods. Donk on it. Fuck what? Me. What? I should
that
be
was funny, wasn't it?
I love how
but I remember how serious that was, and then the next day I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah,
we found the line.
It was from nowhere, though, wasn't it? And we was fucking pissed.
Yeah, it was fucking
even
proper.
Your socialist principles get a little bit pissed, don't they, as well? I know this is meant to be right.
Them cunts and them shit, but they are wearing trackies, you can't laugh at these, aren't they? Yeah, fuck me. I've got a mask. My sleep apnea mask's come.
Oh, is it?
I had to pick it up from the hospital. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck me, on about my memory, listen to this one. This will confuse me trying to tell you. So I've got my doctor's letter. Come on the fucking 30th, New Cross Hospital, fucking... Here's now ENT, here's now throat department, come and collect your fucking thing, your life-changing thing, sound. 2 o'clock, right. I do shifts, for anybody listening. Do 6 till 1, or fucking 1 till 9 on the night. I thought, right, well, what shifts are you fucking on? Well, I'd been working overtime the weekend, so I've gone, right, 2 o'clock, okay, you better fucking, right, you're on late, so you'll have to book an hour. I should start at 1, I'll have to go in at 2:30, once I've collected it. Left it out for the gaffer, booked the time off and all sorts. Well, fucking, blah, blah, blah. I'll have to come in at this, because I've got to go, give me a minute, doctor's note, and then... I was sitting there, and I think it was on the fucking Sunday. I went, oh, fuck, mate, I'm on earlies. So I'd left him a note asking if I could go in it.
An hour after when you finished?
Yeah, yeah. I left you without asking if I could go in an hour after my shift finished.
Can I just interrupt you? So how many bank holidays have you gone to work in?
Oh, God, there's been loads. I think I've probably done a bank holiday. No, I don't think I've quite done a bank holiday. My first 3 months, though, when I started there, like 10 years ago, I used to turn up on the wrong every all the while. Turn up at 1:30 fucking one, when you're fucking 6.5 hours late. I fucking overslept.
But I'm here.
And they're just sort of like, because it was that bad, just like you, they're just like dismounting, just like, just do what you fucking want, because it's too complicated to work out what's going on and how you like this. Hey, you can be so fucking docile.
Sorry, I've interrupted the conversation. Can you remember
so
where
I've,
you are?
So, yes, I've had to fucking... So then he's gone, well, what you booked that? I thought about, I can't remember what shift I was on. And then I had to unbook it and do what? Oh, fuck me. I nearly had a meltdown. I nearly had holiday. I nearly went something sick trying to figure it out what was going on. I said, just cancel it, Andy. Cancel it all and I'll rebook it. Fuck me. So I've got the machine. It's great.
Is it loud, like, you know, the heater that you got in the background here, that brrrr?
No, I sound a bit like,
Ben.
Fucking...
Ben.
Oh, Bane, sorry, if we said Ben, sorry, Bob. And I was going to say, welly face as well, I think, a little bit of a...
Yes.
So we had to shake, it was funny. So, it works, but I got it all, but you've got to fucking put the mask on. So basically, it's a box. Pumps air into you. It recognises when you're not breathing properly. It recognises your sort of state of sleep and how much air you need it and when. Really good. But as I was setting it all up, I go, right, fucking attach that to that, put that on there. Fuck me. There's a load of shit with it, like. And then, right, oh, bollock, I've put the mask on. So my mask's on. Fuck me, that's just took me 10 minutes. And I've just got it going. Bollocks, I've got to set my alarm. But fuck, take this mask off and get my phone because I can't see it properly. Mask back on. Genuinely, this happened. Paul died to this last night. Set my alarm on my phone. Fuck, I realised my mum bought me alarm clock, a new alarm clock last week for obvious reasons. So I've took the mask off.
Forgot to
off.
Set it up.
Yeah. So I've had to took it off 3 times. And then, oh, thank fuck for that.
Is that the thing in the bin here then, now, is it?
No. So, sorted in the end, alarm clocks. There's your pop. Right, I've always got to have my pop next to the bed, bit of ice and squash, or just water with ice sound. Start to get into bed, mask on, all that. Oh, let's see how this fucking goes. Oh, for fuck, I've left the bedroom fucking light on. So I'm shouting, I'm going.
Yeah,
could you hear me?
Myself. Yeah, it sounded like that. Imagine hearing that for the next door. Right. Some kind of fucking rape, mum.
I just want to tell on my face, was in the mirror.
Run.
I'm going,
why is some burglar prim in the wardrobe?
Yeah, fucking storming into the room and you're just standing there in this contraption.
In me fucking jammers. I look like a fighter pilot. Like fucking a disabled Tom Cruise.
It does look quite primal. Like, when you were talking about it, I thought it would be like, you know, I don't know why it would be this easier, but just some kind of fucking wee tiny fucking iPad type, you know, thing and a wee mask that goes about your face, but it's like a big fucking old-fashioned, like, transistor radio with a pipe coming out of it and then a funnel going into your face, and I was like,
It looks like something fucking...
An iron lung or something
looks,
like that.
No, like something Vic and Bob would pretend was a music instrument in a sketch and just have some... coming out there winding it up or something. It does. I was thinking that myself, thinking, fuck me, in 50 years time that you're just going to put something on your face that you barely feel, like a fucking child's shin pad
or like a clip into the nose.
Yes, what's that? Is it Avatar when they have them?
Yeah, I think it's them.
It's going to be something like that. I was thinking that myself, like, it is so old fashioned looking.
Yeah,
if that gets seen on a photo in 50, 60, 70 years, it's going to be like a fucking like, washboard in a kitchen or something.
It must be fucking like old technology.
Yeah.
Fucking
old. I did wonder though, like, how was that to try and sleep in? Because I can see why that's difficult.
Yeah. I was out like a fucking light. It took me about 20...
You're a good sleeper to go off, aren't you?
I'm a good sleeper, I think, in general, because my sleep is so bad. That's why I was always tired. That's why I'm blaming everything on it, to be honest. That's why I'm fucking bone idle.
So you're blaming your sleep apnea then on the child porn? that you...
I'm not blaming my child porn on the sleep apnea.
I'm going to lose my job.
I'm going to lose my job.
Sorry.
So, where was we? Yeah. So I can't sleep anywhere, but I think the reason I can sleep anywhere is because my sleep is so shit in general. So the nurse said, she went, it's fucking from before. She said, if 30 as a number, say, is extreme sleep apnea, and I'm 45.
Jesus.
Honest to God. So I'm like, I said to me, like, I'm sleep apnea and half as well, lunch up sort of thing, yeah, maths like that.
Did you notice any difference when you woke up this morning?
Massively.
Yeah.
So the nurse said to me yesterday,
You seem chipper, if that
I've just had a load of chocolate and a cup of tea.
Yeah, you have, yeah. So the nurse said
to me, she said, you stop breathing roughly, it's about 90 times every 50 minutes you struggle for breath or fucking it stops working.
Sorry, say that again. You...
There are 90 incidents, whatever incidents are, in roughly an hour. That's what I was having.
Jesus!
So, stopping breathing or not working properly or...
That's
what it is. So, you know, all them points, like, it's made me... I did say to me, fucking, I said, see, you cunts. So, like, we was in Cornwall a couple of years ago, and we'd go out in the morning swimming or something, I'd get back at 2-3 o'clock, and I'd have to go, I'd go and have a keep. And they're all laughing and that, and I thought, I know, something I write. I thought, I had that unfit. Even though I am healthy, I'm the unhealthiest I've ever been, but I've never been really that bad.
So, but you're not getting, it's not proper sleep.
No. So she said, with them 90 incidents, I said, can you die of it? Can you just fuck it? The funny thing was, she had to show me an 11-minute video about how to put the gear together, and she fucked off for a cup of tea while it was, I nearly fell asleep about 3 times. I'd have loved to have told back in, and I was going, so,
I'll be sound.
Yeah. So, excuse me.
People have died, haven't they?
No, you can't. You don't die from that directly, but long-term health problems, so heart problems and a lot of stuff. Like, so it just probably might take, I don't know what the thing is, but it might take 10 years off your life or something like that.
Yeah,
perhaps.
It sets off. Everything goes wrong when you don't sleep.
Yeah, so your heart's probably, heart's working like fuck to fight for you to breathe, to keep you alive.
Supposed to be in rest mode.
Yeah, your heart's fighting to keep you alive. Mm. Meanwhile, it's probably, and your body's not doing stuff what it should be doing. Mm. And also, you're keeping, is it CO2 when you breathe out?
Yes.
You don't get rid of all that CO2 as well, I read today, which was fucking mental. Jesus. I mean, to think that you still have that sort of poison, essentially, in your body.
Fucking hell. Have you...
Be really fascinating to see, like, what other coming mix of you do actually feel brighter and stuff.
Mate, obviously I mentioned it, yeah. So I woke up, got up this morning, I woke up. So normally I'm having all them incidences of stopping, and I'm normally aware that I'll wake up 3 or 4 times a night, at least. That's what I can remember. I woke up once last night. I went to bed at 11, and I woke up about fucking 4:30. Because I needed a piss. My body was telling me I needed a piss. It had nothing to do with the breathing at all. Fucking magnificent. I got up this morning, and I get up and go, oh, fuck you now. But I noticed big time, by the time I'd had my breakfast, and like, I'm normally fucking nodding about half. Like, I'm normally fucked when you see me when I get out of my pal. I was fine.
Yeah.
If we hadn't been recording tonight, I wouldn't have had a kip earlier.
You'd have probably just gone to bed.
I could have stayed awake. I would have gone to the gym, kept busy, and gone to bed about 9 o'clock.
So you feel more energised just from
a fucking night.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to, and because she was saying, some people, and I knew for a fact, she went, some people struggle with it, some people take to it, you know, but stick with it. I said, love, I've been funny, I'll sleep on the fucking washing line.
Mm-hmm.
My body's, I think it's fucking aching for it almost, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Illness thing, but
wow.
I'm chuffed a bit, and I think it's going to have a positive effect on fucking absolutely everything.
Are you still snoring, or is it a case that the oxygen is getting in for you to...
For anyone listening, we've just having these conversations, so you didn't hear me at all last night?
No.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's great for him. You'll fucking sleep.
Yeah, basically.
He's going to improve
sleep,
your health as well. Yeah.
How you doing, Andy? I thought you look fucking 25 years younger.
Hey, we'll be able to start sharing the bed again. I thought I'd put it there in your phone.
Well, I was just going to say, like, that would be fucking beyond bent. Like, we always have to get...
Episode title, Beyond Bent.
We always have to get separate hotel rooms, don't we?
Yes.
We just go, oh, why don't you get one with two fucking singles in it? But it's because of that noise.
Yeah, it's a trouch, say.
Fuck me, I had enough at Leicester and you were behind doors and stuff. He was fine, he was pissed, but like he's used to that fucking row. And it was just like somebody chainsawing through the fucking door.
Jesus.
And it'd be a case, like most people snore, and and that'll carry on for a couple of hours. But you didn't, and you don't. You go... Then the build-up comes up again.
It's
erratic and irregular. It is powerful. I've never heard such fucking...
Yeah, boy. Now it's sorted. I'm proud of that. It was loud as fuck.
I can't wait.
Not that it was a nice thing.
I can't wait to see what this next week does and then the next month for both of you. Fucking hell. Fucking...
You might want to pack the comedy in.
You'll fucking probably get burgled and you'll be like, we were fast asleep.
Say get birds, then fucking
nah,
more chance of
happen.
Being burgled.
Fuck me, even your imaginary girlfriends are fucked off.
Well, they might come back now, I've stopped snoring.
Ariola's not coming back.
Yeah. I was going to say, Shag you with her. She'd have to be on top, wouldn't she?
With that
she's imaginary. Fuck me.
That's just me essentially rocking in my own bed with a fucking...
My welly face again, though.
Do you reckon welly face was, like, psychologically you gearing yourself
maybe
up for this mask?
Was. Well, you know what? Even without the mask, it's still me in the daytime with my big fucking nose that I can't breathe through, are you? So it's time for... Maybe it is something. There could be something there.
People seem to like welly face.
Some nice comments about welly face, don't we?
Absolutely. What was the name again? Ariola?
Yeah.
Ariola, can I lick your titties? See the mask? Get him out and just put one down the tube.
Well, he's like, you're dead sensible.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go out about 10:30 in the morning, fetch the newspapers. I'll get back to work, then. Oh, I should just be a cup of tea. Would it be proper boring as fuck, wouldn't it?
Or welly face would be... Yeah, it'd be fucking...
Yeah.
The only time I'm ever interesting is in the bedroom. But don't forget to wipe your feet when you get into the bedroom. And then I'm going to suck your titties through the welly. Get them ready for the welly.
That's his catchphrase.
People have started.
That's his catchphrase.
When you hear that noise... Sorry.
When you hear that noise, you know the fun's going to start. Scream to make it go faster, louder, whatever. Fucking come here. I need a drink sometimes.
This is like David Lynch almost.
I'm imagining him being famous for it. Like,
club appearances, though. People pay me to come to the birthday parties, you know. £200 an hour to hire welly face. All your special occasions. And I was at a nightclub last week, under 21's night only, and... A lot of attractive young girls out there, and you'd be surprised that they'd be interested in me. What would be having a welly
for a face.
A welly for a face.
So, we started writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Fuck me, look at that.
No, let's really appreciate it. We've got holes in the ceiling as well.
You've done that, haven't you?
I have, I just lost it.
You've bossed...
And they accused me of having some at the day before that I'd totally forgot about. It was one of our ropes, that was.
I was just sitting there and I'm feeling it up my head. So dandruff, Jack!
The worst thing is about that is, right, you've smashed not one but two holes there, really, isn't it? Because of that fucking beam, that wooden beam. So, Jack... Yeah. In the ceiling of the living room, right in the corner, right, he smashed in two holes. They're square, though. Yeah, it's not as if it's a right fucking mess. You've smashed in two holes there.
Say two holes again, Paul Footmurder. I think they're getting the picture.
Two holes.
We'll put a photograph on Patreon for all the...
there's a photograph on Patreon. So there's two holes there. He smashed in them holes.
How many is the pal?
There's two. But you haven't got a fucking clue what you're actually looking for, haven't you?
I do, actually.
Go on, then.
I had to see what sort of flooring it was, whether we need... Because that wall's going to be knocked out. So we're going to need a piece of steel across the top.
That's absolutely correct. So how's that going to work, then?
They're going to put a piece of steel across the top, and it's going to support the roof above.
It is. But how are they going to put that steel in?
They're going to put it on bricks.
Put what on bricks?
The steel. You forget that I've worked on a fucking building site.
I was going to say, aren't they going to come in with scaffolding to hold this wall up before they actually take that down?
No, you're soft cunt. No. You only have scaffolding on the outside.
No, no, but you see them, like, supporting the actual inside of the actual, like, ceiling, don't
they
you?
They might have a piece of metal to finger. What would you call it? Yes, let's just say yes, you're right.
So a bit of scaffolding to support that, so they take that down. Because if you just take that down, then that fucking ceiling's gone down.
One temporary metal piece, I would have thought. Or they might... I'm pretty sure they could... Yeah, I don't know.
Because that is a supporting wall.
Yeah, that's why the steel's going to go in.
And that steel lint is what they call it.
Lintel,
yeah. That'll go in to support that.
Yeah. So who gives a fuck?
This is... I don't give a fuck.
So
that's for all the builders
out
there.
Does that reckon that mate actually still be able to do it?
You can do it, but it's a lot of faff.
Yeah,
it ain't like just taking a wall down, is it? It's a lot more faff.
It ain't that hard. It'd be done in a day. To be fair,
it's a lot more faff. But I don't know how the building trade works.
Yeah, so I've had someone come in and look at it, pal, and tell me how long it's going to take.
I've watched two episodes of fucking. Or be the same pet. I thought I fucking knew how to build houses. All right,
you've watched more than that.
All right, fucking all three episodes, including the ones from fucking 2000.
But what they'll do? What they'll do? The brickies. They'll come in. They'll knock that wall down. They'll go to the local German snooker club. Get arrested.
Get a tattoo.
Get a tattoo. Jimmy Nail will fucking fall in love with a police constable's daughter.
That's it.
Sing on the karaoke, and they'll get released.
And then one of them will get fucking leathered by a bunch of fucking Germans.
Yeah. Yep. And Jimmy and I will have to beat them up next week.
Absolutely.
I know. Who's that? What's that one? Denise's book. Denise Walsh's fucking chap.
Tim Healy.
I don't know. That was their son out that 1975.
Yeah.
Swizzle.
Fuck me. It's fucking dog shit and all, are you?
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's rubbish.
The 1975.
He's a bit of a weirdo, isn't he? Because, like, he'll ask for ID for, like, fans to go up to him. Can I have a kiss? Can I see your ID?
Yeah.
And they'll say, you're 18, come here, then, tongue down the throat. That's fucking weird, isn't it?
You're 25, no.
No.
Too old.
No. Show us your fucking...
It is a weird thing, eh?
Show us your library card.
Because you've got that fucking... Well, you know, you've got to say fair play to me, it's just being careful and respectful, people.
You shouldn't have to ask for
ID if it looks that fucking borderline.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be interested, should you, surely?
So what do you think about Sam Smith?
Oh, Christ.
It reminds me of that fucking picture there.
Mainly, Paul just pointed at the fact that when I'm in the tash dress at the Glee Club.
I have to admit, with Sam Smith, you can do whatever you want. He's got the money to enjoy his fucking life, and he's trying to promote music, and he's doing this, and he's done a raunchy video, and that's fair enough. You can do whatever you want, but you've also got to fucking bear in mind that he's got to have thicker skin for when people say you look like an absolute fucking cunt. And that
mostly, but
is what he does look like.
That's fucking, I think you've absolutely summed it up perfectly.
Yeah.
You can be a man, dress how you want, act how you want.
Do whatever you want.
You could have fucking five men spunk on your face in a music video.
Absolutely
but
correct.
But they'll get saying, people are going to take the fucking piss. And some people are going to not like you. So it's a shame anybody gets fucking grief for how they are and who they are. But I don't know what the shock is in here. I don't know. God.
He looks a state, right? He looks a state. And that is...
He just looked like a fat bloke and a stag dude, don't he? Yeah, like his mates have
pressed him looks up. Like a fucking auntie that's had a breakdown because the divorce has finally fucking hit her. And she's, and she's fucking absolutely had a breakdown in Blackpool while she's going out on the piss, and she's walking off with fucking two fellas she's never fucking met before. And she's going to have an absolutely cracking night. There's two bottles of Prosecco, and there's one condom between two blokes, and they'll have to share it.
And it's good. And it's
God, that'd be a much better video. You should have just done that.
That should have been like, it should have been directed by Shane Meadows.
Yeah.
The thing is,
Blackpool Big Night.
Some people have said, you know, it's reminiscent to fucking Relax like 40 years ago. That was trying to be, no, I hate the word edgy, but that was trying to push boundaries and go.
I think the main difference, Relax is a fucking chin.
It is. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. I haven't heard anyone talk about the actual music of this.
I haven't even.
It's shit.
Heard
it's fucking bollocks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think Sam Smith has got far too much attention for what he's actually fucking got. He pissed me off at the fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
And he just cried, oh, come see my friends. I just get COVID.
I never
COVID.
Saw that. What was that?
He started crying like in the first week.
Yeah.
I want to just see my friends and I got, it's so bad. It's like, yeah, we all have mental health issues. People have got all this stuff. But you know what? Fuck off. Absolutely fuck off, you multimillionaire cunt. What about fucking Claire off the council estate? Who are you going to see anybody for fucking 18 months? Is going to fucking not go to a nan's funeral? Get fucked.
Privilege, man, privilege.
Privilege, fucking fat wanker.
This is the edgiest we've ever been, I think, okay?
Just fucking pure human dog shit.
You know that he fucking Radiohead wrote the theme tune for James Bond, Spectre. It's a fucking great song.
Yeah?
And it got passed over for his...
Ugh. You're joking.
No, seriously.
It proves...
I don't know what his was called.
It proves how corporate music fucking industry works because they go...
That can happen to fucking Radiohead.
And the fact is Radiohead did that music because they didn't go, we could make fucking so much money out of this. We could be... They just went, do you know what would be cool if we did this? And this is what we've done. Spectre, that'll be fucking all right, that will. They've got no connotations to go, we could make fucking X, Y, and Z from it. They just want to write fucking music. Yeah. That bell end, Pat Butcher's fucking...
I think
fucking
it is they.
They,
not,
them.
Not it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They bell end.
It's...
But Pat Butcher, fucking, who's literally just fucking lost a fucking way, he's just a fucking bell end. And he wanted to make a load of money.
Did you see Richard Madeley's little thing yesterday?
No.
It's proper Partridge.
Come on.
It's really funny. They were talking about the video, and they had some people on, and he addressed Sam Smith as him. He's like, and then they're simulating, urinating on him. And then he got pulled up, and going, no, it's not him, it's they. And he just kind of ignored it, and then got told again, it's an internet. Right, sorry. They... And he's doing it again, and then the person that chimed in, and he just went, oh, and then he mentioned her as she. And she went, no, I'm they, them. And he was really confused, and he's like, I'll learn it.
Fucking hell. I can't believe I'm fucking feeling sorry for fucking Richard Cunting Madeley.
Yeah, no, that's weird, isn't it?
That's got to be like fucking showing a dog a card trick for him, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? The confusion, like... There's an old dinosaur and they're
showing a dog a card trick.
That's old Bill Hicks. I'm not going to take responsibility for that. But it's, I just don't understand how you can expect certain older people to like fucking second guess it every single time.
It's a weird thing because it doesn't even really seem anything to do with the movement. It's just talking about the language. So like they mean. Meant to, no, doesn't he? And that's weird.
I always say if somebody wants to, it like when it comes to gender, if somebody says I identify as a fucking woman and it's obviously a bloke in a frock,
then once again,
frock. But like, that's
does Kath wear frocks?
He sound like when Les Bastards be used to bully Hayley Cropper in Coronation Street. Which, all right, lad.
But I always go, if that's what people want to do, that's up to them. That's their business. I have no fucking thing in that at all. It must be so fucking brave for certain people. And I always say, like, imagine being on a council estate and this young person who's 15, she was a female, and she's going, do you know what? I really identify as not male or female, but more gender fluid, and I'm questioning my sexuality. And it must be so brave to be on certain places, like as I say, a council estate, because you've even got, you know, saying I'm vegetarian, they assume that you're a fucking paedophile. Do you know what I mean? Certain
places. You've had that tonight off Mel.
I've had
you?
That tonight off Mel. Fuck me. But
you're my fucking what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like as if I just nicked his fucking kid's fucking Christmas presents and shat in them.
Then he says that they've talked about his son Miles, and Mel asked who that was. He said, it's my 18-year-old son. You've got a fucking 18-year-old son? And he went, yeah, well, I've had him with my 16-year-old wife. And he went, fucking fair play. Fuck me. Yeah.
God, he's such a... He's fucking twisted, are you?
Tapped.
Mel seems to sum up fucking Britain at the minute. The fucking state of it. The moral compass is all over the fucking shop.
It's
ain't
spinning
like
to fuck. Yeah. But again, I go back to the... as somebody on a council estate questioning themselves, that's fucking brave as fuck to go, I feel different and I want to tell people because I don't feel comfortable anymore just fucking keeping this to myself. I feel fucking different and I'd like to have acceptance and I'd like people to understand how I am. I go, that's fucking fair enough, absolutely fair enough. But you got to understand that fucking Trevor from number 57, who's 76, still thinks that you're always going to be a woman. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's going to be, you're always going to be Claire to him. You'll have to accept that. And I think it's weird how people are just to go, we can't fucking just say her anymore. So, hold on. I'm just assumed. Why should you assume gender?
Because she's a fucking woman.
Because I'm in a queue in fucking McDonald's waiting to fucking have me a fucking meal or something like that.
And she's a complete stranger.
She's
a
complete stranger. And I'm minding my own fucking business. All right, love, you're right. Why are you calling me up? Why are you assuming my agenda? I'm not. I'm just trying to get me a fucking fries and fuck off.
I mean, if you carry on calling a sweetheart afterwards when you're ordering, then you're taking the piss out.
Then you're a bellend, but come on. Everyone calm down a bit.
Maybe it is the new polite way of saying it for everything.
Yeah, because then there's no... That's just everything, isn't it?
Look at the state of it. I'm not assuming anything anymore. You're all fucking horribly fucking its.
We got, you know what, we've got some cracking fucking non-library, fuck me. Gary's thought we've got some cracking non-binary new material in the new show, you know. You haven't heard it, have you, pal?
No.
I fucking cried.
He was doing the noise.
What's he?
Yeah.
I've been doing some paint. I've worn the carpet out a little bit. Like, fuck me. Wait till you see.
Good.
There's a plug for the show, everyone, by the way. Well, we've been briefly at it. We're coming to fucking Manchester, Wolverhampton, Leeds, Newcastle, London, Birmingham. Where else? Sorry, I just thought I'd just chuck it in.
Liverpool.
And other dates to be announced as well. Manchester cool. said, yeah. So... check it all out on the Facebook page if you don't mind and get your tickets in. They're all starting to trickle out quite nicely, you know, I believe. Yeah.
No, I just going back to that gender thing, I'm same with anybody being gender, but, you know, everyone chill out a bit. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I think people like Sam Smith are always going to push things, and that's sort of perfectly natural, and the kickback's going to be perfectly natural as well.
Of course it is.
Because to him, that's completely normal, but like you say to people who don't live in fucking London or cosmopolitan cities, it's, what the fuck?
I think as well...
It will be all right in 10 years, sorry, briefly to finish. It will be all right in 10 years, 15, 20 years. Things will happen, it'll change, it will fucking happen. Yeah. People, the idea of having gay marriage was, what, fucking unbelievable 30, 40 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It will fucking...
I think in 25 years' time, people will go, did people really think like that?
Yeah,
wow.
Will, yeah.
Because it'll go on to another thing. I think it'll just
think
be
it's,
like...
It seems like that now, though, with things like monarchy and stuff. Like, you go, I can't believe that this is in my lifetime. This seems like it's from books.
Yeah, hey, that's a weird, and ain't like a lingering thing as opposed to the forward one, like progressive thing. Yeah. Like, some of that should just... Why does that exist?
It makes no sense.
That's mental, eh? Yeah. You've got to think you've got the monarchy and soon to be King Charles's fucking
coronation
very soon, which is going to be, like you say, something from 300.
Like during a fucking plague.
Fucking, basically. Yeah, 500 years ago. Well, at the same time, that's going to happen. You've got Sam Smith in a music video dressed as Pat Butcher, pretending to be spunked on by a bloke.
I just thought it was going to be like the Jetsons.
Yeah, exactly.
No, fucking Nostradamus died predict this, did he?
Yeah. Fuck.
The fucking blagging cunt.
Yeah, his last quote train was, and in the new millennium, for fuck's sake.
The fucking state of it.
The fucking state of it slash they.
That's weird. He predicted the fucking 1999 apocalypse, didn't he? He was trying to do us a favour.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Nostradamus fucking...
Thought it was going to be like the Jetsons. We thought, there was none of... Actually, there was none of this in fucking Back to the Future, was there?
No.
What was the year Terminator? Was it 2000?
The first one?
The second. What year did they come from in the future?
2005. I want to say 15 or 19.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's 2019.
That's might say that. How long ago did I predict none of that in that, did I?
Nostradamus was talking out of his non-binary
arse. I was at JB's, Dudley, like a nightclub, that was supposed to happen, the Nostradamus predicted. And the DJ was playing like It's the End of the World as We Know It and stuff like that. We were all dancing about. But it was like a big
2012,
kind of,
was it?
Nah, it's before that.
2000, Millennium Bug?
No, it was like 99.
90s?
99.
Yeah.
Not the Millennium Bug one?
No, there was a different... Nostradamus did a different one.
Did he?
Yeah, well, some people combined them.
Oh, but okay.
Like, yeah, there was a few in that time.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
And it was just like, oh, kind of end of the world music and stuff like that, and everybody just ignoring it and getting on with it. And then there was this big power cut,
which
had never
wow.
happened before. Which
wow.
It was really fucking weird. And it lasted... for ages, and we're just walking a bit going, is this it? Fuck. And like, genuinely, I just got up to people, and people genuinely hugging, going, oh, great, well, this isn't an accident, is it? Oh, this is the best place to be for the end of the world and stuff like that. It was kind of weirdly nice and strange, but then the power came back on, and the DJ said exactly what you just said there, and I'm like, Nostradamus took me fucking arse, wasn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Did that, because I was not going to say, because a lot of goths there, or goths slash emo, did that then ruin the night that the power come back on?
So yeah.
It's going to be an ideal, like, perfect ending.
Yeah, when the light came back and everybody was like...
Yeah. God, that is apocalyptic as fuck. I walk outside, all the lights have gone off in Dudley, and you're stood next to that. The castle in the moonlight, and you see, I don't know, some fucking a fucking asteroid approaching,
yeah, or just something like the fucking Earth bending up like it's Inception,
yeah.
Well, that's us fucked.
The
it.
Planet's just fucking
collapsing,
disintegrating,
imploding on itself.
I said, talking about the end of the world. There's a Limmy video at the minute. He started playing. What's it called?
Fallout 4.
Have you seen that clip yet, by any chance?
No.
It's fucking brilliant. I'll have to watch it after this. I won't say too much. But he started streaming it. And it's that, and he's got to run into a fucking nuclear bunker.
Oh, that's like at the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right at the start. Yeah. But anybody listening to this, have a look on Limmy's... Type in Limmy Fallout 4 on YouTube. You fucking piss yourself. And so you know it's the right one. It's about 13, 14, 15 minutes long. We'll show you in a minute.
Oh,
if that's all right.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to try and tell you about it. I'll as well just show it and enjoy it. Yeah. Fuck it, we've got a bit end of the world. Yeah, I had one of them fucking nightmares in there last week. It tells you a really vivid fucking, the most vivid apocalyptic fucking nightmare I've ever had. It was great. Do you know when I'm saying to one day? Do you know when it's great because it's like being in a film because it's so fucking realistic,
like pure thrilling.
Yeah, I struggle with dreaming, so
I was in my mum and dad's back garden. I'll keep this fucking brave because I know we're all tired. I was in my mum and dad's back garden showing Delilah the aeroplanes. Look at the aeroplanes, you're pointing. And then another one appeared sort of out of a cloud, but it was fucking low. And all the air, oh, fucking hell. And it just sort of went a little bit out of the horizon. And all of a sudden, these sort of... Not even like there was like very advanced fighter pilots firing beams come across the sky, and it was fucking it was going off. It was an alien invasion or something. Wow. And it was my mum's back door. It was so weird. Like the trees there where it was, where it is, so fucking vivid anyway. I just realised this is probably any interesting for me. But it was really good. And I'd I upset Andy, but I had to, when I explained the dream to him, I realised it was an end of the world thing and he was there. So, like, I ended up in my mum's living room, right, looking out the window, and these fucking, a wave about 6 foot appeared down the street. Fucking hell. No, so, just off the ground, water from nowhere started coming down, slowly bigger, these waves bigger until... That's how the fucking
took everything out.
That's how the dream sort of ended. Wow. But
have you watched a trailer for Knock at the Door? Because that happens in it.
No.
The premise is the new M. Night Shyamalan film. Mm. The premise is this gay couple and their daughter on holiday in this little wood cabin, a bit like Evil Dead when you look at it. But they're just on this holiday, and these four people turn up at the cabin, knock on the door, and they go, one of you must be sacrificed
to prevent the
end of the world. And then they say, the longer you fucking don't sacrifice somebody, more and more stuff's happening, and you see fucking planes just coming this sounds out of the sky.
Is it good?
It comes out this weekend. And The Whale. It's weird. There's two films coming out this weekend. Well, actually, it's what I see in cinema.
It's a weird one. I think Knock on the Door, M. Night Shyamalan's very hit and miss. Some people think that he's absolute dog shit. Some people revere him. And he's done some, I think he's done some great films. I think some of the films are revered as dog shit are fun. Some films are good. And then some films are shit that he's done. Mm. After
do you
Earth.
See it Sunday.
I'd love to. I'm busy this Sunday.
Andy, do you want to go Sunday?
I do.
When do you want it? When's best?
Probably, yeah, Sunday. I've got to go for a meal with Kath and I'll fuck her off and do this then instead.
We watched the Acid House at the weekend. Do you remember that?
Fucking great film. Great book as well, but yeah.
You're fucking pissing yourself, aren't you, Paul?
Save me, here we go. Well, the conversation.
The Orvin Welsh guy gets turned into a fly.
Sorry, yeah. We watched the three, didn't we? Fucking things, yeah.
It's great.
Fucking horrible, eh?
Yeah.
Shite my mouth.
I'm ramming that dildo up the dad in the living room.
Who you been talking to? Her Madonna. it's fucking funny, man.
He's very good at writing characters that are fucking shit, like just awful shit people, and you just go, yep, I've met that cunt. That cunt lived next door. That cunt fucking was the guy over the road for 6 years. He was a shit stain. Really good at writing these characters, because they all, every single one, you go, fuck me, so believable.
Yeah,
so fucking real. Absolutely brilliant.
He's coming to fucking Wolverhampton in a couple of weeks, few weeks. Is it May, sorry?
Sunday.
Oh, fuck me, is it Sunday?
Yeah.
He's done a talk, part of the literature festival.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
If anyone's listening, has got any fucking tickets or got any input, will you let us know? Because me and Andy really want to go. I'm guessing, well, you called us Sunday, you've just said, but Andy especially, we want to go. If you can just get one, if anyone's got a fucking ticket, Andy's desperate, but it sold out really fucking quickly.
Where's that at?
The Art Gallery.
Fucking hell, that'll be really cool. I bet that's so interesting.
Yeah,
it'd be cool. It'd be nice to fucking go and see him.
Got no one to ask, have we, to chase for tickets?
Yeah.
We never really bothered with these sort of arty scene in Wolverhampton.
No, that's weird. I thought that'd be brilliant, the fucking literature festival, but it's just him that I've got any interest in, everybody, and that's pretty bad.
It's not that.
No, I wasn't like playing down my knowledge of it, just their choices.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, when some people go to Glastonbury and they go, yeah, I'm off to go and see the magic stones and the healing stones. And they go, we want to like check out like, you know, the other, just go and fucking get to the main stage. Cost 500 quid, you fucking bellend. You don't need to see fucking jesters on stilts.
Well,
fuck me.
You're a funny one, Paul.
Chesters on stilts.
Fuck, mate. Get a
middle
grip.
Class wanker with wiped out with fucking dreadlocks.
Yeah.
What if Supergrass were on the jazz stage?
I'd be seeing Supergrass on the jazz stage. Then as soon as they'd finished, I'd either go to the main stage or go and take some drugs and go into the fucking dance tent and enjoy the weekend. I would not go and fucking see a 56-year-old man who's got fucking 2 grandkids in a drug rug fucking just going, I've really have experienced acid, yeah. Try my jam. I'm selling jam. It's only £18 a pot.
Jam making cunts.
The fucking
fuck
jam
off. Sitting there reading the Telegraph like some fucking bastard.
The same Bellenzoom ruining the country by fucking vouching the Tories in and pretending not to be fucking cunts.
Tory B, isn't it? It's not Glastonbury, it's Tory B.
I remember that idea. I don't know if I've ever talked about it in here, but it was really good. It was like an idea of a festival, but like each stage was the actual year and place that you would want to see that person.
Yes.
It's weird that the weekend of the Dream of Tilt Jack, that for some reason I was going to a gig, but it was Simple Minds live at Crystal Palace Stadium in the 80s. And I could just
Why
go.
Is that so specific, Crystal Palace?
Oh, that's what I thought. Ridiculous. Like, that never happened. That gig never happened.
Yeah.
So I went there and it was fucking horrible and it was proper 80s. You know, the security guards was just pushing people about. Just like, being right fucking knob ends and like even fucking the singer just from the stage just telling people to fucking calm down and all that and just going, ugh. So the gig wasn't very, very fucking good at all. And come back, but then I was just like trying to impress Jack there. I was just like kind of going, like, oh, I've been to Crystal Palace Stadium. You know that wee bit with the. But it was like, it was in the 80s. So why would he have any knowledge of that? Fucking bizarre.
Was it in the 80s when the dream happened, sort of thing? Like, was it set?
No, it was the weekend.
No. Were you in the 1980s in your dream?
Well, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Double.
No time. There's no time there, is it? Yeah.
You were just experiencing
it.
Like then,
still live now, but I was going to a gig in the East.
What a great detail as well. I kept laughing as he kept saying that the security guards was like slapping people up the face for like fucking roughing them up like Brian Clough on the football pitch.
Just being arseholes,
fucking
have it your way.
Proper rammed and then there'd be a big fucking like space with nobody in it and you go, oh, I'm going to stand there, and then you walk in and the security guards going, guys, stand there. Move.
So
why did you fucking dream this?
If only you could fucking tell yourself that. Just stop halfway through the dream.
Why?
What? Fucking hell, that's funny. I went to see some wrestling the weekend on Sunday with the kids. Some of our mates from AWW, Dante, was there, and Mickey Rowley was doing a wrestling match. And it was fun. It was really good fun at Baggeridge Social Club.
Well, Baggeridge Park, Dudley, Dudley,
yeah, Dudley said, Dudley Gornall kind of way, fucking hell, funny. Yeah, good laugh. They had this one guy come out, and he got like this strap on his arm going round him, and as soon as he come on, it just went, you got your bra on wrong, mate, and he just got out the ring and went, no, this isn't funny. And they just went, he's got his fucking bra on wrong, And he had to go back in and
he got out the ring to you?
He got out the ring not to have a go, but just to like say, oh, no, I don't want to do this if you're going to just take the piss.
Who was this? Hang on a minute, was he a professional? And you broke him with that, you got your bra on the wrong right
at the beginning. And then he went back in.
It must be suicidal or something.
And then he went back in and the other guy was going, should I fucking pinch his nipples? Pinch his nipples, nipple pinch. Oh, it's fucking great. They go, fucking brilliant.
Sounds real like a Sam Smith video.
Crossed with an episode of Bottom.
Oh, it was a good laugh. And then they had this fucking... They had this tag
Sam Smith video.
They had a tag team with two brothers. They had a tag team with two brothers come in, and then they had this bloke and this really short fella. He must have been about 4'9". And he came in and went, hold on, this is child abuse. And they all started going, child abuse, child abuse, child abuse. And this kid's like, and he started, the bigger bloke just said, come here, mate, don't let him fucking out. It's like, you'll fucking have detention in the morning. You'll have fucking detention. You've got homework to do, better hurry up with this match.
We'll be able to see him get off. I've got a couple of thingies. We could sing, he goes to work on an hamster. That sort of fucking stuff, you know. Yeah. I want to come. I can't wait to see some wrestling again with you, actually.
Honestly, mate, fucking hilarious.
Child abuse. Child abuse. Man's coming in a bit later on and them chanting that.
I know.
It's a fucking nonce in the ring.
And they fucking leathered fuck out this little fella as well. They fucking bounced him about the place. Honestly, it was a really fucking good night.
Honestly, it's a really, really good night.
That's surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
just leathering about every person, everybody's chanting
child abuse.
Fucking caving his skull in, two fucking big brothers just fucking jumping on him. Child abuse. Yeah, it was a good fucking laugh. And Dante had his match, he was fucking great, and so did Mickey Rowley. Yeah, good matches, man. It was good. It was good fun. So, yeah, just because I think Dante listens to this as well, so big shout out to him.
Yeah, hello, fucking Dante. Spot on. Hello, Dan.
Safe.
We'll see you soon.
Safe, Dante.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was good.
Question I've handed this week. Sorry, pal. Yeah, this week's question.
Question from Steve on Patreon. I've just listened to an absolutely mental podcast about this American bloke who fell out with his neighbours and the council. He converted an excavator into an armoured gunship and went on the rampage in his local town and flattened half of it. If you lads could do the same, who, what, where, when, and how would you go about it?
Cats, hammers. No, that's a Partridge reference. It's funny to think he had an argument with the neighbours and a little bit of the council, so he fucking just decimated the area.
The town, right? Presumably they have some planning permission. They won't let him have a fucking extension on the back.
Yeah, or like, you have to take these bushes down.
I want a treehouse.
That fence is supposed to be 6 foot, and that is clearly 6'4". That's got to have a fucking bit off.
Yeah, it cost me fucking £4,000. Yeah, he wants a tree house, but yeah, he got a tree in his back garden. So you can't have one, there ain't a tree.
Yeah, fucking hell, just text it out on everybody. If I was to, I've got a really shit neighbour. I've got a shit neighbour about three or four.
Anyone in the world, you've picked your fucking neighbour. It was the one I had to go and have a selfie with on the doorstep on a Wednesday night, was he? Because you wanted him to look after your dog for free, you type. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Just come with me,
with the pissing dog.
Yeah. I wonder what you'd invited us over for dinner. Oh, Jack, just do us a favour. Come out there, the front door. He didn't even tell me till we got on their doorstep.
Wanna have a quick selfie, and that fucking pays for looking after the dog.
Yeah.
Anyway,
go on. Classic.
So about two or three doors down, there's this mental woman, and she's just horrible. You know when somebody's just fucking horrible, when they just stare at you like you've never done anything to anybody, right? Everybody in the she hates everybody in the street, and nobody ever talks to her or says anything. They have no communication with her. They don't do anything.
You can't upset her because she knows
she's already upset. So she just stares at people, go, fucking hell.
Really gives people dirty looks out the window.
Yeah, dirty look. She's fucking vile. Like, fucking, she is shit. Her dad died a couple of years ago, and I think he died of fucking... He died a few years ago, the dad did, and the mom's fucking, hers going a bit fucking doolally tap. So they have to have...
Them learning to sound nutters out of the parliamental.
Yeah, so they have home help come in, and they're like, you can just tell, like, they go, right, we've got to look after her. And then she just escapes, the mum does, and just fucks off. She'll just go walking up the road or something like that, and then she'll come back and then forget that she's on a Zimmer frame or something like that. They're balmy, they're a fucking...
That's what I'm going to be like in about 2 years' time, are you? Fucking... Do you remember watching that film last night, Jack?
Time to change your nappy.
Chasing the ice cream van with no clothes on.
So if I was to take anybody out, it'd be them. I'd just burn the fucking house down.
I was going to do just want to burst.
I thought you were going to say you'd just do Amityville Horror and fucking blow the winds and your wife's head off.
Get out! Do you know that? Just kept it really simple and I full block of him and sent him the fucking
Have you seen it where they've got... It's next door to my next doors. They've got, like, the fucking big, massive fence panels up. And it covers up
at the front
door. Yeah?
I think so.
It's like as if they're that fucking means... holding King Kong or a fucking, you know, Jurassic Park dinosaur. You just go, what the fuck?
That's weird because you ain't got front gardens, have you? So you literally look, your view is a fence panel.
Your view is a fence. It covers up the fucking window. It's bizarre.
Fuck it, they ain't enough melanin or whatever it is.
When DPD come along and they go, oh, I got a fucking pot, just fucking lob it over the fucking fence. Now, I'd seal them in and fucking burn it to the ground. Watch their fucking, hear the screams. Fuck off.
Pal, you've been on form today. You hear that, Christ.
Yeah. How about you?
Paul always says, Tuesday night's his favourite. This is when we record them. It's your way of letting go the rest of the week, isn't it?
It is.
You
it
sound,
is.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
Might think Paul's hateful. I might get that.
With good reason.
You reckon? Yeah.
You reckon?
But you are, mate. It is your chance to let the fucking steam off.
If anybody actually knows me, I'm very positive. I'm a very optimistic person. I just want things to fucking die.
You just, yeah. But you're probably not overly optimistic or positive, but you have to let it out somewhere.
Yeah, I don't drink, don't smoke, I don't fucking do a lot. Mm-hmm. This is a way to vent.
Fair play.
Fucking human dog shits everywhere.
I think mine wouldn't be an ongoing battle. I can put it into one night, then a gig in Bath, and all the other acts were really middle class, like upper middle class, double barreled names. The audience were fucking horrible, people that had uni sketch teams, and it was just horrible. And I just remember feeling really, really fucking alone that night. Alone for me as well.
My arse is puckered up from that, from you saying that, oh, it's horrible.
It was. It was really fucking horrible.
I took you to a gig at one point.
Nah, I was on my own. Fuck. So it was really horrible. So, and when they did try and talk to me, it was so alien. And I did try my best. I wasn't being like, wasn't reverse classism going, oh, you're all toffs and all that. But they were just horrible, arrogant
wankers.
That's it, isn't it?
Just, I thought, well, if I could go back in time and I could just go on stage and go, all right, everybody, have you heard about the death ray? Yeah, you know the death ray? And then just pull out this machine and zoom.
A bit like War of the Worlds.
Yeah, and that's it.
Oh,
gone.
Good. Yeah, I'm fucking with you there, Andy, mate.
Fuck it, then. Do you know what? You've made me... you've about thrown me, really, because I thought you were going to get that way like Sam Smith or fucking Piers Morgan or something. But I'll just go with you then in that way. You're thinking of going, oh, I'm just going to go with that entire class system.
Yeah.
Just a lot of you. That runs through all parts of society. That run the fucking lot. The privileged cunts.
Yeah.
Reverse classism or what? I don't give a fuck. It's either the same. I don't believe in that anyway, reverse classism. How the fuck is it the same as treating somebody badly who's got fuck all and no hope in life as it is to do the same thing to somebody who's a millionaire and never going to have to struggle? It ain't. That's fucking bollocks. It's a cheap excuse. Anyway, that entire class system by poisoning in the water, then I'll go. Mm.
Yeah, they deserve AIDS.
That party political broadcast from Belly Break, though.
Sorry.
There's so many fucking middle-class wankers that go to Shoreditch. that go to Shoreditch.
Hang on, I'd join in with your neighbours.
Hold on. But there's so many middle-class wankers that go to Shoreditch to go and fucking, you know, rent a fucking flat in a fucking multi-story to run a fucking a fucking coffee shop. Fucking just burn their beards and fucking give them AIDS.
Fucking, thanks to the Patreon.
Fucking die in a car crash. sorry. Yeah, go on.
I was just gonna wrap up.
Yeah, should we wrap it up? End off.